Well, good morning. It is November 20th, 2021, and welcome to our daily Bible reading. I apologize for reading in the dark. We lost power here at the church, so I'm doing it through my cell phone. So if it blanks out, again, I'll record it and I'll put it on there. If the lights come back on, you know what's happening. But anyway, that doesn't stop us from reading the scriptures. So today we're going to read 1 Chronicles chapter 15, James chapter 2. We're going to finish the book of Amos. Amos chapter 9. Tomorrow we'll start the one chapter book of Obadiah. But Amos chapter 9 today, and then Luke chapter 4. So if you have your Bibles, let's get into the word today. 1 Chronicles chapter 15. Got my coffee over here. 1 Chronicles 15, David built houses for himself in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it. Then David said that no one but the Levites may carry the ark of God, for the Lord had chosen him to carry the ark of the Lord and to minister to him forever. And David assembled all of Israel at Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the Lord to its place, which he had prepared for it. And David gathered together the sons of Aaron and the Levites of the sons of Kohath, Uriel, the chief, with 120 of his brothers of the sons of Merari, Asaiah, the chief, with 220 of his brothers, the sons of Gershon, Joel, the chief, with 130 of his brothers of the sons of Elisvan, Shemaiah, the chief, with 200 of his brothers of the sons of Hebron, Eliel, the chief, with 80 of his brothers of the sons of Uziel, Aminadab, the chief, with 112 of his brothers. And then David summoned the priests Zadok and Abithar, and the Levites, Uriel, Asaiah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Aminadab, and said to them, "You are the heads of your father's houses of the Levites. Consecrate yourselves, you and your brothers, so that you may bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel, to the place that I have prepared for it. Because you did not carry it the first time, the Lord our God broke out against us, because we did not seek him according to the rule." And so the priests and the Levites consecrated themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel. And the Levites carried the ark of God on their shoulders with the poles, as Moses had commanded, according to the word of the Lord. And David also commanded the chiefs of the Levites to appoint their brothers as the singers, who should play loudly on musical instruments, on harps and lyres and cymbals, to raise sounds of joy. So the Levites appointed Haman, the son of Joel, and of his brothers Asaph, the son of Berechiah, and the sons of Merari, their brothers, Ethan, the sons of Cushaiah, and with them their brothers of the second order, Zechariah, Jaziel, Shemaroth, Jehiel, Unai, Eliab, Benaniah, Maaseiah, Mathiah, Eliphelehu, and Micneah, and the gatekeepers of Obed-Edom and Jael. The singers, Haman, Asaph, and Ethan, were to sound bronze cymbals. Zechariah, Aziel, Shemaroth, Jehiel, Unai, Eliab, Maaseiah, and Benaiah were to play harps according to the Alamoth. But Mathiah, Eliphelehu, Micneah, Obed-Edom, Jael, and Aziah were to lead with lyres according to the Sheminith. Chenareth, leader of the Levites in music, should direct the music, for he understood it. Berechiah and Elkanah were to be the gatekeepers of the ark. Shebaniah, Jehoshaphat, Nathaniel, Amasai, Zechariah, Benaniah, and Eleazar the priest should blow the trumpet before the gate of God. Excuse me. Obed-Edom and Jehu were to be gatekeepers for the ark. And so David and the elders of Israel and the commanders of thousands went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord from the house of Obed-Edom with rejoicing. And because God helped the Levites who were carrying the ark of the covenant of the Lord, they sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 rams. David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, as also were all the Levites who were carrying the ark, and the singers of Chenaniah, the leader of the music of the singers. And David wore a linen ephod. And so all of Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting to the sound of the horn, trumpets, and cymbals, and made loud music on harps and lyres. And as the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out the window and saw King David dancing and rejoicing, and she despised him in her heart. That was 1 Chronicles chapter 15. Let's move on over to the New Testament, to James chapter 2. James chapter 2. James chapter 2. My brothers, Show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. For if a man wearing a gold ring and a fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and say, you sit here in a good place, while you say to the poor man, you stand over there, or sit down at my feet, have you not then made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. And are not the rich ones the ones who oppress you and the ones who drag you into court? Are they not the ones who blaspheme the honorable name by which you were called? And if you really fulfill the royal law, according to Scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you're doing well. But if you show partiality, you are committing sin and are convicted by the law as a transgressor. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. And if you do not commit adultery, but you do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. And so speak and so act as those who are to be judged under the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to one who has shown no mercy, and mercy triumphs over judgment. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or a sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace and be filled and warmed, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? And so also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one? You do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by his works. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. And you see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. And in the same way, was not also Rahab the prostitute justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. That was James chapter 2. Let's move on over to the book of Amos, the prophet Amos. We're going to finish that book today. Amos chapter 9, final chapter. Amos chapter 9. I saw the Lord standing beside the altar, and he said, strike the capitals until the thresholds shake, then shatter them on the heads of the people. And those who are left of them I will kill with the sword. Not one of them shall flee away. Not one of them shall escape. If they dig into Sheol, from there shall my hand take them. If they climb up to heaven, from there I will bring them down. If they hide themselves on the top of Carmel, for there I will search them out and take them. And if they hide them from my sight at the bottom of the sea, there I will command the serpent, and it shall bite them. And if they go into captivity before the enemies, there I will command the sword, and it shall kill them. And I will fix my eyes upon them for evil and not for good. And the Lord God of hosts, who touches the earth and it melts, and all who dwell in it mourn, and all of it rises like the Nile and sinks again, like the Nile of Egypt, who builds his upper chamber in the heavens and found his vault upon the earth, who calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out upon the surface of the earth, the Lord is his name. Are you not like the Cushites to me, O people of Israel, declares the Lord? Did I not bring up Israel from the land of Egypt, and the Philistines from the Kaphtor, and the Syrians from Kir? Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are upon the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from the surface of the ground, except that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, declares the Lord. For behold, I will command and shake the house of Israel among all the nations, as one shakes with a sieve, but no pebble shall fall to the earth. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, who say, disaster shall not overtake or meet us. In that day I will raise up the booth of David that is fallen, and repair its breaches, and raise up its ruins, and rebuild it as the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom, and all the nations who are called by my name, declares the Lord, who does this. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him who sows the seed. The mountains shall drip sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it. I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel, and they shall rebuild the ruined cities and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and drink their wine, and they shall make gardens and eat their fruit. And I will plant them on their land, and they shall never again be uprooted out of the land that I have given them, says the Lord your God. That was Amos chapter 9 and the final chapter of that book. Tomorrow we're going to read, start, and finish the book of Obadiah. That's only one chapter long. Let's move on over to our next reading. We're going to read Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. And full of the Holy Spirit, and Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days, and when they were ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." And the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time, and said to him, "To you I will give all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I will give it to whom I will. If you, then, will worship me, it will all be yours." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And he took him up to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and on their hands they shall bear you up, lest you strike your foot against the stone." And Jesus answered him, "It is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit of Galilee, and a report about him went out through all the surrounding country, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as was his custom, he went up to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. And he unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, and set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all of the in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke well of him and marveled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth. And they said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" And he said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Physician, heal yourself.' And what we have heard you did in Capernaum, do here in your hometown as well." And he said, "Truly I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his hometown. But in truth, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heavens were shut up 3 years and 6 months, and a great famine came over all the land. And Elijah was sent to none of them, but only to Zaphrath, in the land of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elijah, and none of them were cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." And when they heard these things, all in the synagogue were filled with wrath. And they rose up and drove him out of the town, and brought him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they could throw him off down the cliff. But passing through their midst, he went away. And he went down to Capernaum, a city in Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. And in the synagogue there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried out with a loud voice, "Ha! What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent, and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. And they were all amazed, and said to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And the reports about him went out into every place in the surrounding region. And he arose and left the synagogue and entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was ill with a high fever, and they appealed to him on her behalf. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she rose and began to serve them. Now when the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desolate place. and the people sought him and came to him, and would have kept him from leaving them. But he said to them, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose. And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. Well, amen. That was our reading today for November 20th, 2021. Thank you for joining me. Sorry about no power this morning, but thank the Lord that we still have some ability to be able to still do this each and every day. But stay in the Word today. Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow morning bright and early. Bye now, everybody. If I can figure out how to turn it off. Ah, here we go. Okay, wait, it's this button. Sorry, everybody. Have a good day.